Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The third baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Diaz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallagher. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Zuvella applying the tag. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruse covering, for the out. Castillo moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. One out. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen takes first base on ball four. Diaz moves to second. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diaz scores. Guillen moves to third. Manrique moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. There goes Manrique trying to get to third. Ziavella throws to Jacoby, who tags Manrique for the out. It's 2-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Ziavella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ziavella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruiz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Hill reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to third. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pasqua for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball four. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique misplays the ball. That's an error on Manrique. Kittle moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a line drive into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manrique hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allenson moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Allenson moves to third. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hill bunts in front of the plate. Allenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallagher moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gallagher scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Baines moves to third. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston is walked intentionally. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz strikes out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manrique reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manrique reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manrique is hit by the pitch. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manrique. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Manrique steals second. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manrique scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Havens now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Jacoby moves to second. One out. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Havens covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salas for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Havens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Kittle scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.